With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Federal Reserve has pushed the pause button on its interest rate cuts, leaving its key rate unchanged at about 3.6% after lowering it three times last year. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told lawmakers today not to read too much into the fact that President Trump will not rule out military action in Venezuela.
The president never rules out his options as commander-in-chief to protect the national interest of the United States. I can tell you right now with full certainty, we are not postured to, nor do we intend or expect to have to take any military action in Venezuela at any time.
Secretary Rubio testified today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Brutal cold has lingered after that massive storm dumped deep snow across some 1,300 miles from Arkansas to New England over the weekend. David Roth at the National Weather Service says cold weather's here to stay for now.
We're going through a pretty long stretch. We're about 15 to 20 degrees below average.
And freezing temperatures have hovered as far south as Tennessee, Arkansas, and North Carolina, with more record lows forecast into Florida. More than 410,000 homes and businesses remain without power, with about half the outages in Tennessee and Mississippi. Three Texas siblings who died in an icy pond are among several dozen people who died in connection with the weather. President Trump is touting the creation of a new savings tool for America's children.
It's really an amazing thing because it gives young children that start out with really nothing, and we give them, boy, it's more money than anybody could imagine. From their standpoint, they'll have a real start in life, and that's why decades from now, I believe the Trump accounts will be remembered as one of the most transformative policy innovations of all time.
Children will not be allowed to access their Trump accounts until they turn 18, and even then can only use it for specific purposes. This is SRN News. Is America undergoing something of a spiritual revival? Correspondent Michael Harrington asked that question.
The answer is a resounding maybe. There are a lot of small polls that indicate an uptick in the percentage of young people who are reading the Bible and going to church. It started after Charlie Kirk's assassination last year. However, the big national polls still indicate a broad decline in Christianity in the U.S., with non-religious people now accounting for more than 25% of the population. More religious young people could change that picture eventually. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of people in this country still turn to the Word of God in times of trouble. The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users. By that definition, they mean that they have read the Scriptures at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that description. This is SRN News. They call it the doomsday clock, which a scientific advocacy group has used over the years to quantify the apocalyptic potential of global disasters. In their opinion, it's now later than we would like to think, as correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists has moved the doomsday clock ever closer to midnight. Daniel Holds is chair of the group's Science and Security Board.
The doomsday clock is now at 85 seconds to midnight.
The advocacy group began using a clock in 1947 to symbolize the potential of people doing something that could end humanity. Over the years, the group has changed from counting down the minutes to counting down the seconds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, it's a mixed bag. Even after the Federal Reserve made its announcement holding interest rates steady, not much movement. The Dow is up 44 points, the NASDAQ up 85, the S&P 500 down 2. More from SRNNews.com.